So today we'll be discussing things that are, on one level, frankly, quite difficult to discuss because they are nonlinear. They have to do with context, they have to do with essence, and the world is used to content and form. So we're going to be describing things that are the realm of the mystic. They are experiential. That which is experiential, when spoken of, has a different energy than that which is provisional. Now, ordinary writing and speaking is provisional. It's tentative to a certain degree. It sounds like modesty. It's not really modesty. It's uncertainty because you're not absolutely certain. But that which you have experienced through now has a tone to it, which if misunderstood could be considered as authoritative. It's not authoritative. It's that you have been there, you've drowned in it, and put your head above the water. And now you say, there's oxygen over on your left. The reason you know there's oxygen on your left is because this guy drowned and this guy breathes and you breathe over this thing. So you speak only with the authority of experience, the authority that you may hear, a tone in my voice. I declare it with a degree of certainty. Why? Because it is the emanation of the absolute. That which you have done is an absolute knowingness. It's not a provisional tentative intellectualization. So you speak only with the authority of experience, not to be authoritative. I have no interest in being authoritative. However, I know what it is to be in certain circumstances, and I know what it is not to be in that circumstance. So what it is, the person who's been there speaks with the authority of experience. So really, with the kind of work I try to share with the world is really sort of like Marco Polo. Marco Polo went there and said, hey, there's a whole place called China. They have different looking eyes. They speak different language. And the skeptic says, oh, yeah, right. But Marco Polo spoke with the authority of one who had experienced China. And then some people who were not so skeptical said, well, the man is speaking with honesty and certainty. There must be some truth, so let's just investigate. And that's how China was put on the map and the Great Silk Road began. I'm hoping we can facilitate the Great Silk Road to God and enlightenment. And I share the joy of being able to contribute to that knowledge, wisdom, and incentive. So I thank the listener from the bottom of my heart for their time and patience. I feel greatly honored by your attention that you would give to what I have to say. I'm greatly honored. Thank you.
Dr. David Hawkins has expanded the consciousness of thousands of Nightingale Conan customers with his best-selling programs, The Highest Level of Enlightenment, and Truth Versus Falsehood. Now in this all-new program, David takes on his most ambitious project yet, revealing the presence of God in your life. While most people have maybe an intellectual or even emotional understanding of God's presence, sometimes the mind skepticism and the scientific worldview that dominates modern life can often blind us to a conviction of God's reality. What's more, even if we're convinced of the reality of God, we rarely seem to experience the mysterious, almost magical divine experiences of the mystics, prophets, and sages. As a result, for many of us, God's existence is something that's hoped for, maybe even believed in, but doesn't play an active role in shaping our daily lives. Through this amazing program, David will lift back the veil in your consciousness to reveal a world of divine realities that are happening to you every day of your life. David will provide you, the true spiritual devotee, with an instruction manual that reveals information only known by those who have transcended the ego to reach divine realization. Once you have completed this program, you won't merely know about spiritual realities. You will experience these spiritual realities. Maybe even more importantly, you will be told about the things that you should be avoiding on your spiritual walk. Many of these may surprise you. Now, in this program, you will often hear David talk about the concept of calibrating consciousness, better known as kinesiology, a revolutionary, unique system that he uses, which helps the spiritual seeker discern truth from falsehood. To gain a greater understanding of the concept of calibrating consciousness, the bonus CD of this program has been provided for you. In this introductory session, Removing the Clouds to Enlightenment, David will provide you with an overview of what he will be sharing in this program. He will share insights on his latest research findings and how he was driven to communicate this information with you at this time. He will then discuss what is truly unique about this program and how we can each begin to discover, or even more accurately, uncover, the presence of God in our own lives here and now. He will provide you with insights on current trends in the book industry towards God as a delusion and myth.